At 75, Bonnie McLean takes good care of herself. She has an extensive list of daily vitamins. She drinks a protein shake every morning and stays active. When she started to feel sick in mid-July, she didn't immediately link her illness to COVID.
It took me a week to even realize how ill I was. I just woke up one morning and I was just so tired. And I just thought maybe I hadn't gotten enough sleep. And I was just so tired, I didn't want to do anything. But I forced myself to get up and go along with my day.
She thought she had a stomach flu. She had no respiratory issues, fever, or cough.
But I had diarrhea, and my stomach just didn't feel right, and body aches. So I did get tested, but I never got the results.
Her nurse practitioner told her if she started to feel worse, to go to the Sacred Heart emergency room.
I did start getting worse, the fatigue and the weakness. I was so weak by then. And then I started getting shooting pains in my head, and I said, I need to go. This is time to go.
McLean called a taxi to take her to the ER. Nurses took her blood pressure, which was 70 over 40. She was tested again, and 2 hours later admitted as a positive COVID case. As a former nurse and now doctor of Chinese medicine, McLean has a deep appreciation for the medical staff. By mid-July, Florida was experiencing a surge of cases, and local hospitals were feeling the pressure.
They were so overwhelmed, they were moving me from room to room to open up other parts of the hospital to bring in more COVID patients. I think they moved me like 6 times over 2 weeks.
McLean was treated with remdesivir, which had only been approved by the FDA for emergency use at the time. She went on a respirator, but fortunately was able to avoid the ventilator. A lot of her treatment was still experimental.
My doctors were wonderful. They were really amazing. They were willing to do all the experimental stuff that now is kind of, you know, that it's what people are doing. But back in July, because that's when I had it, July into August. So all of it was experimental. So they gave me convalescent plasma, which, you know, is from somebody who's had it and they've built up the antibodies. And I really feel like that was an important piece that saved my life.
In an isolation room, McLean had no visitors except medical staff. Whenever nurses or doctors came into her room, they were completely undetectable in their PPE. McLean continued to battle constant fatigue, and at one point, she said she was even at peace with dying. But one of her nurses told her to keep fighting.
And he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, "This virus wants to kill you, and the way it kills you is it will make you want to sleep. It will make you not want to move. It will make you not want to breathe. It will make you not want to do anything. If you want to live, you have to start moving. You have to breathe. You have to make yourself breathe, you know, and breathe deeply. You have to make yourself, you know, get up and move, whether anybody's here or not."
Alongside medical care, McLean credits her recovery to the power of prayer.
I mean, I've always believed in prayer, but I tell you, I felt them. I could feel them. You know, I just felt bathed and immersed in this lovely love of my family and my friends and my patients.
She believes the nurses and doctors felt those prayers too.
They would come in my room and they'd kind of like want to hang out in there for a while. And I think they also needed to see that somebody was responding to the therapy and that I was going to recover.
McLean did recover. And after 7 weeks, she returned to work to treat her own patients. She still gets tested as a precaution. Last week, she donated convalescent plasma for the first time, something she believes made a big difference in her recovery. And when she tests negative for the antibodies, she plans to get vaccinated too.
And I'm not a vaccine person. I have never had a flu vaccine, never. So, you know, but I will get this one.
McLean gets irritated when she's out in public and sees maskless people, or when she reads a post online that disregards the seriousness of COVID.
Tell you what, after having it, I get really annoyed when somebody says it's a hoax.
Now, about 7 months from her experience and coming out on the other side, McLean says she has a fresh outlook on life.
Gratitude of things that I had taken for granted, like even being able to breathe, you know, breathe normally, to be able to get up in the morning and to have a day to go to and be able to, you know, go to work or go do, you know, do my chores and just, you know, the sun coming up.
It's those little things that, beforehand, she just assumed would always be there.
That was what I came out on the other side with, was the gratitude.
Jenny McKeon, WUWF News.